Listen again on the hour when Georgia State of Adventure brings you NBC Monitor News. Mason Williams supplying Monitor Music, Jose's piece. That's exactly where you should be. Listen every weekend to keep up with our fast-moving world. My name is Jim Lowe. Talk about things moving fast lately. The stock market has been moving, of course, but unfortunately in only one direction, down. In just a few minutes, one of the leading economists in the country explains the market's continual downward trend, what's causing it, and what the future holds for the nation's economy. John Phillips sings about his favorite kind of country, Mississippi.
Early in the morning, she hitched a ride down to Louisville, holding on to $100 bill. Dressed herself like a Cajun queen in New Orleans, baby. Yeah, she looked good like a lady. Do it to me, James.
Why you never know just what you're doing. Just
have investments in the stock market or not, you're affected, of course, by the market's health or lack of it. The recent continuing decline of the market is looked on by financial experts as the longest and most severe since the Great Depression. One of the nation's leading economists, Dr. Pierre A. Renfray, has always been an outspoken optimist on the direction of our nation's economy. A man who's been an economic advisor to President Nixon, Dr. Renfray expresses much less than optimism as he speaks on Monitor's Open Line with Dean Mell of NBC News.
Mr. Renfray, the market plunge was interrupted last Friday by a 17.5-point gain, but has since resumed its decline. Do you see any signs of panic in this behavior?
Yes, unfortunately I do, and I've felt this way, in fact, for about the last 2 months. I think the main problem in the market is our economic environment is so uncertain. All the economic news is bad. Inflation is continuing. Interest rates are going higher. And I think, to put it in its most blunt terms, the economic policy of this administration is a disaster, and it is showing up in the market behavior.
You have been called the nation's most outspoken bull, but lately, as you've already indicated, you've pulled in your horns. Do you now say a recession is here?
Well, let me say this. First of all, I have been the most important at the stage like this, very honestly, is I have been the nation's most outspoken critic, I'm told, of this administration since approximately June 1969. I took the position the anti-inflation program would not work, interest rates would go higher, and if they continued their program, that unemployment would go higher. At the same time, I did not, and under no circumstances, did I believe that the United States would go into a recession in 1970. And I stand on what I said. I said it. I cannot retract it. I must say, at this stage, it is beginning to look as if the United States could go into a recession, because if the investment market destroys confidence, then it's obvious that consumers are going to pull in their horns and business will pull in their horns, and this country could go into a deep recession.
Dr. Renfray, the cost of nearly everything is higher these days in relation to prices 5 years ago, except for securities. Today, an investor may be able to pick up 110 shares of a blue chip for what 100 shares would have cost. Now, why aren't these bargains being snapped up?
Because people don't have any money. Because the effort of the administration to curtail inflation has primarily been through squeezing the money out of the system. And in squeezing it out of the system, they have allowed for no growth in the economy. And people literally today are money short. We, in economic terminology, call it the liquidity shortage. You know, not to be sarcastic, but I must inject at least one little note into of humor in this, is that when the president said if he had any money to buy stocks, he would buy them, and one of my friends rejoined, yes, if I had any money, if the country had any money, if industry had any money, and if the investment community had any money, they'd all buy stocks too. And I think that answers your question.
And, well put. And yet, Dr. Renfray, we are told that the market is oversold and that the corporations and investors are holding on to huge cash reserves, just waiting for the market to turn around so they can plunge back in with vast quantities of money.
That's always been a beautiful theory.
But you dispute that.
I don't think that's necessarily true or untrue. You cannot say. You always ask the question, why do people hold cash? Cash is deflated, deteriorating each year at 6%. That's because of inflation. They get a 5% in the bank, a 5.25%, so they're losing 0.75%. They pay a tax on top of that for the interest payment, so they're losing 2.5% in cash. Why do they hold cash? Because cash is a scarce commodity. Cash is a very important commodity. This economic system has run out of money, and the people that have got it are going to hang on to it, and this is what we call a liquidity crisis.
Economist and stock market expert Dr. Pierre Renfray on Monitor's Open Line with Dean Mell of NBC News. In 1 minute, Dr. Renfrey continues his analysis of the market and the nation's economy in general with some predictions for the future. So stay on the Monitor Beacon.
When we were kids, we loved to ride the merry-go-round. Some of us were even pretty good at catching the brass ring. But later in life, many of us have trouble catching that ring. To some, it means marriage or companionship. To others, an interesting date next Saturday night. After all, it's no fun to be on the merry-go-round alone. Compromatics is a people matching service, offering extensive psychological and intelligence testing, professional counseling, and an unbelievable sense of people. That's what it's all about, getting people together. Call Compromatics at 524-0430 or come in for a no-obligation interview at 500 Fifth Avenue. Compromatics, 524-0430. Compromatics, 500 Fifth Avenue. For people who want to get off the merry-go-round.
WNBC New York.
At 18 minutes after the Monitor Hour, our guest continues to be Dr. Pierre Renfrey, one of the country's leading economists who has been a presidential economic advisor. Speaking on Monitor's open line, he pinpoints some of the specific reasons for the current downward trend in the market as he talks with Dean Mell, of NBC News.
Corporate profits are down only 10 to 13%. The 6% inflation rate has almost become accepted as the norm now, and unemployment, although rising, is still below 5%.
Yes.
What is the market afraid of?
Oh, I think, you know, again, it's a complex of many things. I would include in that Cambodia. I would include Vietnam. I would include a federal deficit of $3 billion, which at this stage is almost horrendous. A whole complex of events, of all of which are hitting at the same time and for which the administration seems to have no answers except to say, well, we think everything's going fine. We're going to keep right on doing what we've been doing. Now, the president either this week or next week, I am told, will have another, unfortunately, he will give an economic speech. And he is undoubtedly going to say that everything is fine and they're going to continue to do what they're doing. And all I can say is if he says that, he's going to make it worse.
Would you say that fundamental business conditions do not warrant the deep erosion in stock prices we've seen in recent months?
Well, I think your statement is extremely well put. That the your question is very well put. Under no conditions whatsoever do fundamental business conditions require, or in fact, should they bring forth this degree of pessimism? The fact of the matter is, which people are just unwilling to recognize, I mean mentally now, is that in February, March, and April, this country of ours broke one economic record after another. Personal income per capita, retail buying, consumer expenditures, total government expenditures, total consumption in the United States. In fact, total employment in March was an all-time record for the United States. So the economy, the production side, has been, in fact, in extremely good shape. The problem, again, is that the production side is not getting money. And we have choked off the growth of money in this country since April 1969. This has been done by government intent, and there are no signs of their easing up and putting money in the system. So the system is choking on lack of liquidity, lack of money.
Dr. Renfrey, when the market starts to move upward, where will the biggest and fastest growth occur? In the big established securities or in the small, unheard-of newcomers?
Oh, I think without a question of a doubt that the what we call the gunslinging stocks, the unheard-of, the unknown, the non-existent earnings company is certainly going to have another very, very long dry period. No, I would say that at a time like this, it seems to us, the entire emphasis should be on the top quality, best managed, high earnings, But most important of all, I'm a company that has an extremely good credit rating and that can borrow money if they need it. I know, believe it or not, we ourselves, in the commercial paper investments that we are making, we have for 2 months now refused to do anything except buy the best quality we can get our hands on. So I think the day of the, if you forgive me the expression, I think the day of the blue chip has come back.
Dr. Renfrey, many people ask, where is the economy headed and how long will it take us to get there?
Well, I'll give you a very straight answer. I do not know. I do not know at this stage. Anything could happen. I said in Philadelphia recently, which for a man, I've been in this business for, 28 years now. And for the first time in my professional career, I just don't know where this country can go. It is possible that we will slide into a very deep and severe recession. That's dependent upon two things. First, that the stock market upsets the confidence of the American consumer and he stops buying at retail. Second, that the stock market decline upsets the confidence of American industry and they stop spending for new plant and equipment. If both those things happen, this country's going into a very deep, very severe, very damaging recession.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pierre Renfrey. This is Dane Mell reporting for Monitor.
Well, as far as the stock market's concerned, I'm no bull and I'm no bear, but on that fateful day when the market does rally and finally start to climb again, the whole nation, I guess, will heave a collective sigh of relief, huh?
Barbara Streisand here on Monitor, singing The Best Thing You've Ever Done. Today marks the start of National Drug Abuse Prevention Week. Perhaps no other problem among our young people, and adults too for that matter, is as serious as the problem of narcotics. Monitor joins in the nationwide observance of this very special week by offering an important informative booklet on the drug problem titled Get the Facts. For your free copy, just write Monitor, Box 1080, Washington, D.C., zip code 20013. Zip code Bob Mitchell, hardly a new song, of course, Where, When?
Where?
All across the country. When? Every weekend. I'm talking about Monitor, of course. And to zero in on one part of the nation, we're heard on WGY Radio 81 in Schenectady, serving the Capital District of New York and the Great Northeast. Wherever you are right now, the name and number of your local NBC station coming up, after which Monitor continues. This is Jim Lowe.
This is Russ Ward inviting you to join me tomorrow morning for the World News Roundup with direct reports from home and abroad here on NBC Radio.